Chapter 14. Share. Tell your story. Spread your success. And empower others to begin. Quote, success is best when it's shared. Unquote. Howard Schultz. Here we are at the top of the mountain. Woohoo! The view is great. We can see our next challenge in the distance, and it's possible that we're alone. My mom passed away recently. The other day, I wanted to share a tiny little success story with her. In a weird way, my success is more real when I can share it. There is a fine line between boastful bragging and sharing your success. Hopefully, after you've achieved the levels of spark and play, and especially surrender, you've come to realize that you didn't get here alone. You've also hopefully come to believe that we're better together, and a shared win is more powerful than a solo victory. So whereas bragging might be seen as, ha, look what I did and you're not there yet, or you'll never get as far as I have, using a sense of superiority and especially exclusion, the share model is deeply ingrained in inclusivity, joint efforts, and the idea that a rising tide lifts all boats. Happiness, joy, pride, purpose, meaning are not zero-sum games. In other words, if someone has some happiness, it doesn't mean there is less left over for you. In fact, dare I venture to be so bold to say that sharing your story of success is the opposite of a zero-sum game. By sharing your wins and inviting others to take their own first steps or further steps, we are making the pot bigger. We are rising the entire tide so much that all boats, ours included, will be lifted. Did you catch that bit? By sharing your win, you lift them, but you also lift yourself even more. Sounds great, right? You win, they win, we all win together. It's not just pride or confidence that is building within you, but through the telling of your story, through pulling others up with you, we are elevating the entire playing field with all of the players, but also the entire game. I was at a writer's conference in London, and someone gave an example of a non-fiction book helping just one person. He explained it with an elaborate story about his sister being outside and she needed help. What if you, inside, could help her solve her challenge, fix her problem? You might say, oh, but I'm not expert enough. I'm not a guru in that field. There are so many other people who could help her and do a better job of it. But she's right outside that door and could really use immediate help. And you're here right now. All you have to do is step out the door and talk with her. Tell her your story. Would we really have any reason to not do it? Could we really think up more excuses to not go help her? We're here in book number 14 of the Repossible series. If I may boast for a moment about you, you have made progress. I don't know how much, and it doesn't really matter. But if you're this far, chances are good that you've made progress. Now think back to before you began. Now think of the girl outside. She needs your help. Even if it's just your story. Even if it's just you telling your tale of a success in a way that she might think, maybe I could do it too. If he did it, why can't I? He's a real person And he started out at the starting point too, right where I am right now, and yet he's here sharing his success with me. Even the second grade kid can help the first grade kid. She's been there before, been through it, escaped out the other side, and lived to tell about it. You could start your talk with the girl outside as simply as this. I've been where you are. I took the first step. I made progress, and now I am continually succeeding. Or even more simply, I have done it and you can too. Of course, as the author of the Repossible series, I have my favorite books. There are certain books that resonate with me more strongly than others. But this book, Share, I'm not going to let up on this one. I know firsthand the power of testimonials, reviews, and storytelling to share a success. I, Bradley Charbonneau, could blab on and on about the wonders of the Repossible system, and in fact I have done just that for 14 books. But when, not if, you, dear reader, share your story of how you went from point A to point B, or to point C, with someone else, it verifies it, it sets it in stone, and it makes it believable and real. Real to the point where someone says, I can do that too. That's the power of share. Possible. Tell only yourself over and over. Impossible. Keep quiet. Repossible. Share. I'm going to make it all very real. I'm collecting success stories of Repossible at share.repossible.com.